Good evening. Welcome to evening prayer on Saturday, the 20th of June. O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom then shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom then shall I be afraid?
Though a host encamped against me, my heart shall not be afraid. And though there's arise up wars against me, yet I'll put my trust in him.
One thing have I asked of the Lord, and that alone I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
To behold the fair beauty of the Lord, and to seek his will in his temple.
For in the day of trouble he shall hide me in his shelter. In the secret place of his dwelling shall he hide me, and set me high upon a rock.
Therefore I will offer his dwelling as an oblation. With great gladness I will sing and make music to the Lord.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
This opening prayer may be said. That this evening may be holy, good, and peaceful, let us pray with one heart and mind.
As our evening prayer rises before you, O God, so may your mercy come down upon us to cleanse our hearts and set us free to sing your praise, now and forever. Amen.
God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble.
Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth be moved, and though the mountains tremble in the heart of the sea.
Through the waters rage and swells, and through the mountains quakes at the towering sea.
There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place of the dwelling of the Most High.
God is in the midst of her, therefore shall not be removed. God shall help her at the break of day.
The nations are in uproar and the kingdoms are shaking, but God utters his voice and the earth shall melt away.
The Lord of the host is in with us. God of Jacob is our stronghold.
Come and behold the works of the Lord, what destruction he has wrought upon the earth.
He makes wars to cease in all the world. He shatters the bow and snaps the spear and burns the
chariot
in the fire.
Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth.
The Lord of hosts is with us, and God of Jacob is our stronghold. God of Jacob, when the earth shakes and the nations are in uproar, speak and let the storm be still. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever.
Amen. Your salvation is near to those who fear you, that glory may dwell in your lands. Your salvation is near to those who fear you, and the glory may dwell in your land. Mercy and truth have met together. Righteous and peace have kissed each other. That glory may dwell in your land. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Your salvation is near to those who fear you, that glory may dwell in our lands.
Let us pray. Taking a prayer from the We Worship book of the Iona community. Lord God, in the dawn of creation and in the presence of your Son, your light shattered the force and lure of darkness. We ask your help today for those who in public and personal life are in the grip of that which is wicked, for those who deal in rumours and perpetrate cheap gossip, for those who are slaves to a vice they fear to name, for those who have traded openness for secrecy, morality for money, love for lust. We ask for a light not to blind them, but to show them the way out of their darkness. Amen. Now let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us our day, our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
For the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all evermore. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.